This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
I get it. Thank you very much. I gotta tell you, you know, being a doctor as well as a radio host, I need to get my facts right, and I need to get my facts correct, and I'm still learning. I'll always be learning, okay? You know, you don't leave medical school thinking you know it all. And so I read these medical articles, and I read these journals, and I read these studies night after night after night and morning after morning to prepare for my patients, to prepare for my show, and I am so grateful that researchers do these articles. So when a study comes out, okay, earth-shattering news, okay, earth-shattering headlines such as this one: acetaminophen, which is in Tylenol, won't help arthritis pain per the study, okay? I'm just like, they taught me something none of us knew. Really? Really? Tylenol does jack diddly squat on your arthritis pain? La, look at what it taught us. Oh, wow, wow. Oh, my gosh. I am now going to be a much better doctor as a result of this test. Okay, duh. I told you guys that when I was a first-year medical student. Okay? My 13-year-old son can tell you that Tylenol does jack diddly squat on his pain when he hurts his knee, he hurts his elbow, he hurts his back at sports. But wait, it's a health headline. And we're all supposed to be just, you know, salivating at the mouth for more and more of this medical news. Come on, people. All right, so this study, I don't know who's spending the money on these trials, okay? I think we could actually close the chapter. I don't think we need to spend any more money studying Tylenol on arthritis. Can we just take a vote right now? Just everybody take a vote. All in favor of no more studies looking on how Tylenol or acetaminophen is worthless, I mean more worthless than caterpillar poop, on arthritis pain, say aye. Not in favor, say nay. Nay. That was a horse. All right, so good. Okay, no more studies. This is a waste of money. This is a waste of time. But because they went through so much time and expense to do this, I will tell you the report. All right, so although the drug did rate a little bit better than placebo in studies, they say non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs or ibuprofen or diclofenac are better choices for short-term pain relief. Thank you. Again, duh. Okay, you know, you could give me one-millionth the amount of money that you put into this study, and I'd be wealthy. I've been saying this all the time. They say regardless of dose, the prescription drug diclofenac is the most effective drug among painkillers in terms of improving pain. This was researcher Dr. Sven Trell. He's co-director of clinical trials at the University of Bern in Switzerland. I don't know. Maybe in Switzerland they don't get the medical news like we do. Okay? I mean, this is like 22-year-old news to me. Like 25-year-old news, but that's okay. They say if you're thinking of using a painkiller for osteoarthritis, you should consider diclofenac. It's a good one. I got to tell you, I see a lot of orthopedics use diclofenac as opposed to even Motrin nowadays. And they say keep in mind that like most NSAIDs, the drug will increase your risk for heart disease and death. See, that's why a lot of you guys are going to Tylenol. I've put people on Tylenol for arthritis pain. I have. And I made McNeil very happy. McNeil does Tylenol. The reason why I do that is because your guys' kidneys are all shot. Either your kidneys are shot or you have an ulcer. And I'm like, look, if you got pain, just take the Tylenol. But I cannot give you Motrin or Diclofenac. And they're like, what? But Tylenol manufacturer disagrees with the author interpretation of this meta-analysis. And they believe acetaminophen remains an important pain relief option for millions of consumers. And I got to agree with Tylenol manufacturer. I got to agree. I know it does jack diddly squat for arthritis. But for those of you guys that can't take the other medications, the Tylenol is an option. And they say if NSAIDs are not appropriate, if you have cardiovascular disease, gastrointestinal bleeding, kidney disease, what about the heart disease? Why does it cause heart disease? It could cause heart failure. Anti-inflammatory medications can cause heart failure. You don't hear about that a lot. We talk about the kidneys, we talk about the stomach ulcers, but we don't talk about heart failure. It can. And so these medicines are not things that you can be taking long term, yet arthritis is long term. I would really, really like another study. This was published in The Lancet. I would really like another study that actually looks at what we can do for arthritis. I don't need another negative naysayer study. Well, we have looked at yellow lollipops. And we have concluded that yellow lollipops will do nothing for your arthritis. Oh, okay, yellow lollipops don't do anything. Oh, thank you. Yellow lollipops, let's hold off on prescribing yellow lollipops. Oh, nobody's ever prescribing yellow lollipops. There's no yellow lollipop. Can we please study what could be done for arthritis? Look at rat poo. Look at caterpillar poo. I will rub excrement all over my knees if somebody will tell me that it helps. You know, I'm starting to get neck pain. You know, I'm on my computer for hours at a time prepping for my show. Yeah, I put hours of prep. What do you mean you don't see it? Okay, I put hours of prep into the show. Then I'm looking at the computer. I'm trying to move my neck. I'm looking at the computer all show long. Then I have to do reports for my patients and see my patients. And I have to play a good hour of Candy Crush. All right, my neck hurts. I will put elephant vomit on the back of my neck if it'll work. Can somebody do a study on what works for osteoarthritis? Okay, and no more anti-inflammatories. I know the anti-inflammatories. I know we're not supposed to use narcotics, something. Now, chiropractic is excellent. There's been studies for that. So I highly recommend chiropractic. I'm married to a chiropractor. He's got the best hands. Awesome hands for chiropractic. And I do loan him out to patients. I do. They have to be nice, and they can't be good-looking, and they can't flirt with him. Those are my rules. So I like that. I think acupuncture helps as well. But can you please tell us something we need to know? Not something we already know. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Oh, $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials, commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people until we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, you know, some more news about doctors, us real bad doctors. We are such bad guys and losers and in bed with pharmaceutical companies and whatever other mean stuff people want to say about us. I actually don't mind that because, you know, if any of you guys saw me growing up, I was voted person most likely that no one would ever want to sleep with, you know? So when people say I'm in bed with the pharmaceutical companies, I'm kind of like, yeah, you know, I could, you know, I could attract somebody out there. Well, this article ticked me off. They say doctors who take money from pharmaceutical companies prescribe more brand name drugs. So the naysayers out there that don't like doctors and the critics, okay, are like, you see, doctors are medicine prostitutes and they don't care about us. And they're, you know, the word I would say, but I don't want to say on air. So, and all I want to tell you guys is, or whatever, I can't make the sound. I'm trying to make the Archie Bunker sound. I can't do it because the microphone will get all wet. Let me read you the study, and then I'll tell you what I think and where they could blow it. According to new ProPublica analysis, doctors who get more money from drug and medical device makers prescribe more brand name medications. The authors of this study have warned that the conclusion made by them analyzing Medicare Part D prescription drug data, it does not suggest a direct correlation between payments and doctors who chose to prescribe drugs from the particular companies making the payments. But they found an apparent connection between average rates of local brand name prescribing and getting industry money. Okay, this is a load of crap, and I'll tell you why in a second, but I'll finish with this first, okay? The practice and pre-op review. Hey, I am allowed to critique these articles and studies. They say the practice improves the revenue of the pharmaceutical companies. The trend could get stronger when doctors receive additional industry money. This is a load of crap, but we'll continue. For example, they say in 2014, doctors received over $5,000. Where is all this money coming from? I don't get any of this money. Had a 30% brand name prescription rate in comparison to the 19.8% rate for the internal medicine specialists who got nothing. Okay, so you're talking about a 10-point difference. That's, okay, I'm still full of crap, but we'll move on. They found the correlation true in specialties like family medicine, ophthalmology, and cardiovascular disease. Doctors can make money. Now, I want to listen to this. How can I make money? Okay, somebody take notes. Somebody take notes. Okay? I'd like to get some of this money. Doctors can make money from medical device and pharmaceutical companies via numerous avenues for several reasons. Okay, somebody write this down. They go, for example, they can cover meal of physicians or their business travel costs. What? Nobody's sending me anywhere. Or give them money for becoming speakers. I've never been given money for, for certified continuing medical education events. Okay, now, whoa. If somebody hires Dr. Dahlia to speak at, I actually did speak, okay? I spoke at a training seminar, and I didn't write the medicine that I spoke on. My patients, I couldn't afford it. I liked the medicine. I thought the medicine was great. But I spoke training people on why, on what diabetes medicines are and what, what patients are thinking, what doctors are thinking, and, you know, how to tailor to the patient's needs and the doctor's needs. So I was a paid speaker for that. Didn't write the drug. I don't think I wrote the drug once. So, you see, that's a lot of crap. Okay? Told you. Alright, and you're allowed to be paid for speaking events. I mean, I do what I do. I'm in radio. I'm in medicine. I'm in entertainment. So, of course, you know, I'm going to take speaking engagements. Doesn't change my prescribing patterns. I'll tell you what changed my prescribing patterns big time. But let's finish. They say the payments should be publicized under an Obamacare provision known as the Physician Payment Sunshine Act. Couldn't they spend any more time and money on something else? All right? Honestly, I mean, there's so many other things that we could be spending our time on. Cancer research, autism research, improving our schools, improving our national security. But they're spending time on the Physician Payment Sunshine Act. That was a priority with Obama. So they must be listed an open payments website, listed on an open payments website. So they say doctors made a total of $6.5 billion from drug and device firms in 2014. The pharmacy benefits giant, they say Express Scripts, said that the average prices of brand drugs have become roughly twice since 2011. I wonder why. Huh? Let me see here. Okay, before I go on, because I need to rip this to pieces. That was from NH Voice. Okay. Thank you. First and foremost, okay? I'm a very busy person. I do a radio show. I have a family. I have full practice. I teach. I'm busy. okay? A new drug comes out. Okay, Viagra. When Viagra came out, I was a student. I was doing 36-hour shifts. The rep came in going, there's a medicine for erections. Okay, I'm like, I couldn't care less. I, it's fact, if my husband doesn't get one, fine. I could at least sleep through the night. I don't even want to hear it. All right, but then patients were asking me. They go, there's this medicine called Viagra. I go, never heard of it. Medicine called Viagra. There's a V medicine for sex. So I had to go, okay, I need to learn this. Okay, now the internet was just starting, right, to be used. And anytime I looked and tried to find a computer, somebody was watching porn on it. So when the internet first started, so I didn't know how to look up Viagra. Luckily, there was a pharmaceutical reps. And they came in and said, look, this is the new drug. This is this. It does this. It does this. It does this. And we're like, wow. So we started prescribing it. And then we halted for a little bit when we found out about the nitrate debacle, where you're not supposed to take it if somebody's on nitrates. Because a lot of people with cardiovascular issues end up having erectile dysfunction. So luckily none of our patients died, but we held off, regrouped. I waited a while until I re-prescribed it. But it was a pharmaceutical rep that told me about Viagra. Okay? It was a pharmaceutical rep that told me about Farxiga. A diabetic medication that works a different way, that doesn't cause the hypoglycemia, doesn't cause the weight gain, it doesn't make you, have to inject yourself like insulin does. All right? When the Crestor rep came and said, look, this is a cholesterol medication that seems to do better, I go, I'll tell you if it does better or not. I tried it on my patients and I liked it. So I'm a busy person. Yes, if a pharmaceutical company comes in and they buy, and I mean, we're busy, and if they buy you lunch and you have like, I don't know, 35 seconds to sit down for lunch, you could actually learn about a new drug. So the people that learn about the new drugs are probably the ones writing the new drugs. If you never heard of the drug, you probably won't be writing it. Okay, so that's a no duh for that. Okay? Number two or three. Okay? We doctors are very, very restrained by the malpractice environment that we live in. And we are not going to write a medicine willy-nilly because somebody bought us a sandwich. Or somebody said if we speak on it, they'll pay for our coach class ticket. If the medicine is going to hurt somebody, we're not going to do it. Merck came by and gave us lunches. Merck, very nice company. They're the ones that came out with Vioxx, and when I told them Vioxx I think is hurting my patients, I stopped writing it. Okay? I mean, my patients come first, not the Subway sandwich that they bring in. Okay? And sometimes they'll bring some water bottles in. Okay? The patient means more than that. So quit accusing us. Now, my prescribing pattern changed with Obamacare. When my staff came to me going, look, Dahlia, they won't cover the Crestor anymore. They're not paying for the Viagra. They're not paying for this. They're not paying for this. You need to change it to generic. You need to change it to generic. I started writing mostly generics, okay? I would tell the patient, this is what I want you to have. And I go, look, would you want the brand name that I think you should have, or do you want the generic? 99% of them said generic. So if you look at my prescribing pattern over the last few years, especially in the recession and with Obamacare, you're going to see most of the prescriptions are generics. And it isn't because pharmaceutical companies, didn't buy me a slice of pizza. It's because that is what the patients could get covered, and I only had X amount of staff to deal with the insurance companies. And if the drug didn't work, I told the patient they are going to have to find a way to get the brand name. We'd get them coupons. We'd talk to the pharmaceutical company. Sometimes they could get free prescriptions, and that's how we do it. So accusing of doctors of being in bed with pharmaceutical companies or trying to grease their own pockets is baloney. I mean, look at these car dealerships and these car firms. They get to be taken to trips. Every other industry has trips and golfing and all that, yet the doctors, no. You can't even bring them a pen. Come on. Leave us alone. There's bigger things to worry about. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this was an interesting study. They looked at the presidential candidates and how they speak, and they say that they speak at 6th to 8th grade level. So, according to Dougs.com, they say, if you think the rhetoric from this year's presidential election has sunk to levels you'd hear on a school playground, they say you might be right. This analysis from researchers at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh says most of the 2016 presidential candidates have been using the vocabulary and grammar of middle school students when giving speeches on the campaign trail. Well, I would suggest that as well. I mean, you know, why use big fancy words? It doesn't appeal to us, and it doesn't, you know, appeal to, it makes you try to sound aloof. Aloof. See, that's a big word. I'm sorry, but today I am being aloof. Anyway, you think I'd win a presidential nomination speaking like that? They say Donald Trump scored lowest in both grammar and word use among contenders on both sides of the party aisle. Well, I mean, of course, because he says we're going to make America great again. We're going to get to the bottom of it. I got many friends who agree with me. We're going to make America great again. We're going to make America great again. And then finally, in conclusion, we're going to make America great again. So, yeah, I mean, you know, there's not a lot of, alliteration. There's definitely no echolalia. He's not really dangling any participles because they're not compound sentences, you know. So, and I think his diphthongs are pretty astute as well, if I even remember what a diphthong is. So I don't need any diphthongs in my presidential speeches, okay? I just need to hear what they're saying. Diphthong somewhere else. They say all five candidates, including the analysis, were Trump, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, who has dropped out, Hillary Clinton, and Bernie Sanders. And they have used simpler language as the campaign has progressed. Trump's and Clinton's speeches have shown the greatest variation in vocabulary, which suggests that they are more likely to tailor their speeches to particular audiences. I say they're tailoring to sound bites, okay? You don't want to get caught in a compound sentence. Okay, so what's an example of a compound sentence? Okay, so let's say I was Trump or Hillary, okay? So let's say they start going, all right, how do we do this? Okay, if we're, let's say, talking about Obamacare, okay? All right? We need health care for all. And in order to execute this, under the umbrella of the Affordable Health Care Act, I say we, and you say, okay, so somebody's like, okay, well, it looks like he's, you know, kind of with the Affordable Health Care Act. I say we annihilate the sucker. Okay, now see, annihilate the sucker in terms of the Affordable Health Care Act, that piece won't make it into the soundbite. But what will make it into the soundbite is we need health care for all. So, you know, they have to be very, very quick. They have to be very, very terse, okay? Sorry, am I supposed to be neutral? I don't have to be neutral. When it comes to Obamacare, who can be neutral? I think we all think it stinks. Anyway, they say Trump's grammar reached his highest level at the Iowa caucus concession speech, but then nosedived during his Nevada caucus victory address. The speeches of the current presidential candidates had language scores that settled between 6th and 7th grade reading levels. Trump was just below 6th grade. Assessing the readability of campaign speeches, they say, is a little tricky. I think it's very, very easy. You look at the sentence structure. You look at the words being used. They say Abraham Lincoln's Gettysburg Address scored the highest for grammar. That was 11th grade level. George Bush's speeches had the lowest score, 5th grade level. In terms of vocabulary, they said Lincoln, Ronald Reagan, Bill Clinton, George Bush, Barack Obama had at least 8th grade reading levels at times. Now, this research has not been published in a peer-reviewed journal. Wasn't it Samuel Jackson that yelled at the president and used obscenities saying that he needs to be blank presidential when they speak? This is, I think, something worth discussing, okay? I remember my mom. My mom used to work for lawyers. She was a paralegal. And, you know, she knew shorthand, et cetera. And my English, I struggled a little bit because I liked my dad more than my mom when I was little. I was daddy's little girl. And my father had broken English, you know, because he was Israeli. So his English was no do, you know, why you do, this is completely stupid, and, you know, that kind of thing. Okay, so he talked like that. And, of course, his sentence structure was very short. Like, you know, I speak Spanish as a second language, but my sentences are very short. Okay, I don't use a lot of commas or semicolons in them, okay? So I spoke very elementary in my household. And my mother said, you need to, not accelerate. You see, here I am fighting for vocabulary words. You need to enhance your vocabulary. And I was like, why? you crazy? No, I am not being crazy. I know it's a ludicrous idea. And my mom worked with me over and over again on my grammar because my grammar was poor. And she worked with me on my spelling and she worked with me on, you know, and I don't know. I just liked the way my dad spoke more than my mom, especially since my mom would yell at me all the time. So, you know, my mom had to work with me. She said, look, nobody's going to take you seriously. Nobody's going to think you're intelligent or bright if you speak the way you speak. And so I had to start using words. The problem is once I learned vocabulary, and we're talking high school level vocabulary to ace the SAT, you know, I had, we had to use our vocabulary words and sentences. So one vocabulary word was loquacious. So I decided to take every vocabulary word we learned up to that point and I put it in a speech. And I made a speech, I'm a uniquely loquacious person. So I threw all this super fancy vocabulary, and it was such a hit in my class and with my teacher that then I started to feel I was smarter than the average person. I was smarter than my parents. So I started to do this highbrow Joe College type of thing where I was speaking all in these fancy words and acting like I was, I don't know, Harvard material until finally people had to bring me back down. Like, oh, I don't want to be like this. I want to be me. All right. I want to, you know, speak the way I speak. And I'm much more comfortable that way. So I did the whole, you know, I got into medical school and I think my language and my English was, you know, very advanced for what they expected. And I used big words, but I didn't feel those words. Okay, I want to feel the way I speak. And so when I see somebody throw words in there, I look at it as showing off. However, I think our expectations need to change. I think my mom was right where, you know, if you want to appear educated, you need to have proper grammar and you need to have proper vocabulary. And many of these kids don't. YOLO is a vocabulary word now. You only live once. WTH and WTF are words now. People spell LOL, OMG. I mean, you know, these are now in our vocabulary, our vernacular. And I understand that's where society is going, but, you know, I try to teach my kids as well. You know, can you you aren't going to learn your vocabulary if you don't use it. You need to integrate the vocabulary in your speech. And I listen to a lot of radio hosts, and they are eloquent. And you could see how intelligent they are. But just because they're using big words doesn't mean they're intelligent. Okay? You could have broken English. English could be a second or third language, and you could still be smarter than smart. So a presidential candidate, I don't think, should talk down to us. I don't want to be insulted. Like, for example, if they go to a campaign where it's a lot of women, you know, and so then they try to talk. You know, I get insulted by that. You know, speak to all of us at the same level. I think it's a mix. As a politician, you need to know what's going to hit on camera. You need to be very, and, you know, people like, oh, what was that? It was a Eddie Murphy film. Was it The Distinguished Gentleman? Where he did a whole speech using pieces of speeches from other candidates. You know what? I'm going to get that clip. I just want to play it in the next hour. I'm going to get that clip if I can find it. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Flockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Flockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Flockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Flockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
All right, guys, we here back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Before we get to some health news, I just had to really quickly on the story about presidential candidates only speaking at 6th to 7th grade level. One of my favorite candidate speeches was Eddie Murphy's candidate speech when he won in The Distinguished Gentleman. So we're going to play that for you to show you. This is my kind of speech that I would fall in love with and vote for this candidate.
You have nothing to fear but fear itself. If you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. Live free or die. And in conclusion, read my lips.
He said more than I think any of the presidential candidates in this cycle said. Okay, I get Eddie Murphy. I get it. So that's a way to do it. That's a way to win an election. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One last thing of political news before we move on. Okay, we just found out that President Obama is seeking a hike in post-presidency payments. All right. I guess he wants to increase the amount of money available for the federal government to spend on former presidents right before he leaves the White House. His budget request for fiscal years 2016 and 2017 has hikes to give more money for expenditures of former presidents.
My thought on this.
I know.
No. The president shouldn't be able to decide that. That's a Congress thing.
I agree, and this is what he's proposing. I hope Congress knocks this out of the water.
They're probably going to poo-poo him.
$3.8 billion in appropriations for expenditure. $3.8 million. That's still, it's ridiculous. Leave. Look, you're going to be able to write books, President Obama. You're going to be able to give speeches. You're going to be able to make so much money owed to an Obamacare doc. I mean, you can write poetry now. You're going to get a lot of money. No more. I don't want to pay President Obama. I understand we got to pay for a Secret Service detail. And then we have to later pay for probably Michelle Obama's election. But I mean, it's enough already. Okay. You know, it's enough. Anyway, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say light therapy is showing promise in activating memories lost in Alzheimer's patients. They are successfully activating feelings from lost memories among mice that were genetically engineered to have early onset Alzheimer's disease. Now, by, you know, long lost memories, they're probably talking 3 days, but who knows. They used light stimulation therapy developed back in 2012. The therapy is called optogenics. Right now, it can only be used in mice. Scientists at MIT said the therapy could offer promise for people suffering from early onset Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's affects 200,000 Americans. I think I think early onset is about that, and there's even more. They say the important point is the proof of concept. They said even if memory seems to be gone, it's still there. It's a matter of how to retrieve it. So Tanigawa's lab, I guess it's Susumu Tanigawa is the professor of biology and neuroscience of the Center of Neural Circuit Genetics. And his lab previously identified cells in the brain's hippocampus, and the hippocampus holds certain memories. They also have shown that these memory traces called engrams can be exploited to activate existing memories or alter a memory's emotional associations. So, for example, the very first time I met Dirk back in high school, those memories could come back, right? Ah, Dirk. Anyway, so their paper was published in the journal Nature, and they found that mice with retrograde amnesia had impaired memory but could still form new memories. Anterior grade amnesia is where you can't remember coming forward. Retrograde is you can't remember the past. So they wondered if the same was true with mice with Alzheimer's. So they put healthy mice and mice with Alzheimer's into a chamber together. And I don't know, they got along. I think they got along. I mean, what did mice talk about? And unfortunately, they received a foot shock. This was an experience that caused them to sense fear 1 hour later when placed in the chamber again. But when the two groups of mice were placed in the chamber a few days later, only the normal mice were fearful, but the Alzheimer's mice completely forgot about the experience. You see what I meant? Long-term memory was a few days. But the memory of the fear was still there among the Alzheimer's mice. It just couldn't be activated with natural cues. So they used light therapy, and that helped bring out the memory. So they say if you want to recall a memory, the memory-holding sounds have to be reactivated. It's like in our old cell phones that have pictures of our kids. We got to find the right battery. We got to recharge it and then bring it up. That's on a personal note. That's what I need to do. So they've also targeted the entorhinal cortex and the hippocampus with optogenic stimulation. Whew. Then they caution that such therapy would need to be more targeted in humans. Yeah, you know, guys, I need to caution you. Before you start stimulating people's hippocampi and entorhinal cortexes, you need to use caution, okay? Because we need to target a large section of the entorhinal cortex. Otherwise, the therapy could be ineffective. All right, you got that? Don't be playing around with your optogenics. Okay, it's not for everybody. So they say basic research as conducted in the study provides information on cell populations retarded, blah, blah, blah. Okay, we got the point. So cool stuff. Okay, so light therapy. Not really sure how or when this will happen, but it's cool nonetheless. All right. Health workers are rushing to contain a fresh Ebola outbreak in Guinea. They say four people in the southern region of Nizerkori were tested, and I apologize if I'm mispronouncing the city, I'm sorry, were tested on Thursday, and two of them were found to have Ebola. They were all from Korokpara, a village where three people from the same family died in recent weeks from diarrhea and vomiting. The World Health Organization and aid agencies have sent experts to investigate the origin of the new cases and to identify, isolate, vaccinate, and monitor all contacts. So the Alliance for International Medical Action, called ALIMA, has reopened its Ebola treatment unit. I don't think they should ever close it. Okay, we're going to be having Ebola cases off and on. I mean, Ebola has been around for years. Okay, there's going to be cases smoldering. I wouldn't start closing down any units. Okay, because all it takes is you're not looking and one person could travel and then transmit it and then we have an outbreak again. Okay, we need to be on top of this. They say 28,500 people have been infected and 11,300 have died. This epidemic started in December 2013, mostly in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. They say the epidemic has become under control. There are still some flare-ups. And Ebola, once it's done with causing havoc, if you survive from it, it'll linger in your eyes, central nervous system, bodily fluids of survivors. So these were two fresh cases. And Guinea had just been nearing the end of their 90-day period of heightened surveillance when the fresh cases were reported. And remember, I mean, these countries, you know, heaven help them. Their economy is destroyed by this Ebola outbreak. So they want tourists to come. They want to start doing more trade. I mean, they want to, you know, get back onto the highway. And they need these announcements that Ebola is over. But I don't think they could ever say that because it's on the radar. Every time there's a case, okay, it's going to make the news. And Ebola does happen in those regions. So it's like, you know, unfortunately, like with Chipotle. You know, once there was an outbreak, now somebody comes to work sick, the whole restaurant has to close down. Okay, whereas people are coming into work sick all the time all over America in restaurants. So we'll keep you guys posted on this, but definitely don't keep your guard down. We'll also give you guys more updates on Zika as we get it. They have strengthened the link to the microcephaly, so more and more it's looking like Zika virus is causing the birth defect, as well as neurological issues such as Guillain-Barré. We'll keep you guys posted as we hear more. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY. Don't go away.
I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information. your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. Buysellmakeoffer.com.